Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Glad that you are here with us as well because you are this show.
Yeah.
Is that pandering?
Yes.
All right. I am not opposed to pandering. All right. I will
It's not
always.
As bad as grandstanding.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You're fine.
Or filibustering.
Ooh, I like a good filibuster.
How long do you think you could filibuster if you got the opportunity to?
For something I really cared about, 10 hours.
All right, all right. Guys, it's time for this. I really appreciate the great Chuck Morgan for doing that for us.
It's so awesome.
And I look forward to having more great conversations with him in the future. Legendary voice.
Oh, hell yeah.
Last year, there was anticipation for a really weird offseason of free agency whenever free agency came around because you had Bryce Harper and Manny Machado, right? And yep. That was supposed to set the market, and then, I mean, it was going to be crazy.
And then, like, nothing happened.
But Bryce Forever. Harper did not join up with Chris Bryant in Chicago.
Yeah.
The top six relievers didn't all go to the Rays to make a full staff of openers.
That would have been awesome.
The best players of the 2017 World Baseball Classic didn't all go to the Padres, but Ian Kinsler did. But that doesn't mean that super teams put together from free agency isn't kind of a cool idea, right?
Oh, yeah.
And that's the thing. Reggie, are you okay over there?
But this is baseball buckets.
Oh, yeah. Ball one.
You've got a load of guts. Let's see what they look like.
Yeah, what are you trying to do? You never heard this segment before?
Sorry. With Colby not here, I always get confused.
I'm going to talk to the executive producer about this.
That's you.
Really? Wow, I got a promotion.
Well.
Should be an easy conversation.
In name alone. But that doesn't mean that we don't.
No raise.
That doesn't mean that we don't really like love the idea of creating our own Voltron-type team for baseball.
Hell yeah.
Like, what have we spent most of our time doing this season as we look forward to next season?
Building our super rotation!
Like, adding Anthony Rendon to the Rangers would be huge.
And Syndergaard and Gerrit Cole.
Yeah, like, we obviously want to add the most pitching we possibly can.
Yep.
And add whatever elements we can offensively to best take advantage of Joey Gallo and what his future could hold. Because at the moment, you're looking at Joey Gallo and you're thinking to yourself, all right, dude, that right there is a future star if he can ever get protected.
Okay.
Like, if he can ever have anybody around him, and he should strike fear in opponents. He should, especially the way he played this year. The injuries were weird. It kind of stunk.
Yeah.
And that's bad. But, man, just look at, like, Aaron Judge. You're frightened by him. But if you can pitch around him, doesn't matter. You know, if you can be like, hey, you know what? Nobody's on base for him, so I can give up a solo shot here.
Sure,
it's fine. But if you have a team that's built around Joey Gallo, man, this could be really good. So, somebody at MLB.com went and put some teams together, and I wanted to see how you felt about some of these guys being put on these teams.
All right.
So here it is, Gerrit Cole. Joins the Nationals.
Gross. I mean, they've got... Well, I wonder if that would work hand-in-hand with Strasburg opting out, because there's word that he might be ready to take off.
Well, and that's one of the things that this team, they're suggesting. Starting pitcher one, Max Scherzer. Starting pitcher two, Gerrit Cole. Starting pitcher three, Steven Strasburg.
Oh, my Lord.
Starting pitcher four, Patrick Corbin.
Shut up.
Is that the mid-90s Braves level right there?
That is pretty damn good.
And then you got Juan Soto, Victor Robles, Trey Turner.
Juan Soto is awesome.
Kaibum.
I don't love Strasburg as much as some other people, but that is a hellacious pitching lineup. God, Patrick Corbin is your four?
Yeah.
Come on.
All right.
Boo.
Super team number two. Rendon joins the Phillies.
Man, that
and goes
lineup.
To play with Bryce Harper and the rest of that lineup.
Oh.
And the Phillies do have like an opening at third base right now, and they have some considerable urgency to make the playoffs like immediately. And the real question is it going to require 13 years for him specifically? Is it going to be like, hey, we have to give you a 13-year deal too? So
I mean, at this rate, he's like a dark horse MVP candidate. It might. Good Lord.
All right, so here you go. Marcell Ozuna joins the Brewers.
Yeah, the Brewers. Does that make a super team? I mean, that
you
would
got,
be good.
You still got
them.
Ryan Braun on with a one-year contract, but they got Christian Yelich and Ozuna, who played together before.
Yeah.
So the idea would be, you know, having those two guys like reunited is would invite some other people to join them as well.
Yelich is so damn good.
The opt-out All-Stars, J.D. Martinez, Yu Darvish, Aroldis Chapman, and Strasburg all opt out and go join either the Red Sox, Yankees, or Cubs.
I am not impressed by the inclusion of Yu Darvish.
Dude, having Yu Darvish would be nice, though. Like, he would be fine. I wouldn't turn him away for cheap. All four of these players have opt-outs. They're probably not going to all use them, but it is possible. So if those four decided, hey, we're all going to go to the same team, we're going to opt out of our contracts and go pitch and play for the same team, it would be pretty amazing.
Yu Darvish hasn't been horrible this season. He's only been mediocre.
Mediocre is exactly.
5-6 with a 4.25 ERA.
The Southpaw squad,
ooh.
Madison Bumgarner, Cole Hamels, and Dallas Keuchel all go to, I don't know, Texas?
Does it say us?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
This is just, you know, having some fun. But what if, I mean, now you got Lance Lynn.
Okay, give me.
Mad Bum, Cole Hamels, Keuchel, and Mike Minor. That's four lefties.
Ooh.
Plus Brock Burke's a lefty, right? And Colby Allard.
So we would have to make some moves. But, man. I like some of that.
Would you want Mad Bum on this team?
Yeah.
Why does Colby hate him so much?
Because
he's a jerk.
Well, so I keep hearing. But he's the best postseason pitcher of the last decade.
Cole Hamels is a pretty good postseason pitcher.
Cole Hamels has been, if I recall, pretty solid this
year. It's the opportunity to play for something really matters to Cole Hamels.
I mean, I don't know. I'm kind of hoping, Cole Hamels this year, 7-5, 3.69 ERA. I'm hoping that we're in position for the Rangers to play for something next year. Like, if you had to say right now, will the Rangers matter in September next year? They don't matter right now, but will they matter next September?
I don't know.
Okay.
Because of the additions. What has to happen? If it's this team, no. I don't think this team's any good.
Wow.
You're watching it right now. The Rangers are bad.
Dude, that
was bad baseball tonight.
I don't think they're bad. I think they're not good. I'm gonna differentiate like that.
I'm sorry. They are a bad baseball team for me.
They won.
And they can't compete with the teams that are going to be October teams.
They're going to spend, supposedly.
So that's the thing. If they spend, then I do think that they have the opportunity. It's just, what are they going to spend on?
Okay.
Would you be able, Kevin, to get down with the old guys uniting? Fernando Rodney, Rich Hill, Ben Zobrist, Adam Wainwright, Pat Neshek, Curtis Granderson, and Hunter Pence all pick the same team to go play for. And Hunter Pence convinces everybody to come play here.
I mean, it's a better idea than one of the worst ideas this station has ever had. Did you ever hear the Old Man Roundtable? Worst hour of radio you'll ever hear in your life. And we did it multiple years. Just terrible. So, yes, I support that much more than the other.
What about watching the Royals reunion? Alex Gordon, Jared Dyson, Mike Moustakas, Kendry Morales, Edinson Volquez, and Zobrist all joined back together.
Did you say Edinson Volquez?
Yes.
What?
Remember, he won a World Series
with
him.
He was retiring, though.
Yeah, but what
if
he decides?
Unretire?
What if Jason Witten proved that you can?
Ooh, good point. Is he also going to get fake hair?
Does he need fake hair?
I don't think so.
Legends of the Fall: Bumgarner, Hamels, Zobrist, Steve Pierce, Pablo Sandoval, and Dave Freeze. All who have been great competitors in the fall.
I do not want David Freeze. Never.
And last but not least, the Odd Couple. This has to happen. Madison Bumgarner and Yasiel Puig end up on the same team together. I have to see this.
I support that.
I absolutely have to see that. Ball two.
I love the smell of polyurethane in the morning.
Huh? Polyurethane?
Instead of napalm.
Okay. I wanted to go back through some of the stats, Kevin. There were some weird stats this season. And I wanted to go ahead and, you know, check in on some of these other stats that are bonkers that we just didn't even pay attention to this year. And, there's about a month left of regular season baseball.
Yep.
And that's something that, you know, you can get excited about because, with that much left, there are going to be a lot of teams in the battle. 63.01. This is the major league save percentage. Right now, the third lowest all time.
That's pretty low.
The lowest ever, 45.1% in 1951.
Wow.
And 61.5% in 1974. So it's been, 45 years since we've had a save percentage this low.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
So it's getting really, really bad. I wonder what...
In related development, the 4.50 major league wide relief ERA is the ninth highest on record and the highest since 2000.
I mean, it makes sense that those two would match up as poor relievers with a bunch of blown saves. I wonder how much the offensive home run explosion has to do with that as well, but man, that's pretty crazy.
Eight. Eight is the number, Kevin. Not 8 minute abs, but eight. Reds rookie manager David Bell is mild-mannered in most aspects of his job, including media briefings that are about as spicy as regular rice cake, right?
Oh.
But cross his team between the lines, and Bell can rage. He's been ejected 8 times this season, or 6.2% of the games that he's managed.
Wow.
Not counting the 7 total games he's been suspended.
So, wow.
So not only does that total tie his father, Buddy Bell, Buddy's season high in 2000-2001 with the Rockies, and it sets a Reds managerial record. But per the ejections data on baseballreference.com, it's the most ejections for a rookie manager since Bill Rigney, also 8, in 1956. So if he gets ejected one more time,
can't say I've ever heard of that person, but
Buddy Bell's son, David Bell,
I like it,
could have the most in history.
Very nice.
0.413. This is Brian Reynolds' batting average on balls in play.
Oh my God.
It's why the Pirates rookie outfielder is up for the batting title this year. In the modern era, the only players with a higher BABIP,
Trout
is in a full season. Ruth, 423. Oh. George Sisler, 422. Hornsby, 422.
Wow.
Cobb, 416. And Harry Heilman at 414.
Oh, I don't know about the last one, but I think the rest are all Hall of Famers.
499, Kevin.
Ooh.
With all of the home run records being broken this year, exactly half of the 30 teams are on pace to break their franchise mark. There's no point in dwelling on the long ball too much, but if you really want the bottom line on what a home run heavy game it is in 2019, look at the bottom of the order.
Okay.
Across baseball, number 8 hitters had hit 499 home runs as of Labor Day.
Wow.
That put them on pace for 591, a total that would be right in line with what cleanup hitters hit in 1971.
Good night.
And higher than 54 other seasons in the live ball era. As recently as 92, cleanup hitters had just hit 607 home runs. So there were fewer teams. Therefore, it's going to kind of skew the numbers just a little bit. But at a home run heavy 28.85 at bats, number 8 hitters are going deep at a faster rate than cleanup hitters in 29 other live ball era seasons. That is ridiculous.
That is unreal.
Number 8 hitters shouldn't be doing that. They should all be Ozzie Smith. And had like one home run a year.
This kind of goes back to explaining again all the blown saves.
44 This is another home run stat. This is Cody Bellinger's home run total. I think maybe he hit another one too, though. But yet 44 is also the number of different pitchers Bellinger has taken deep this season. So he's wow. He hasn't hit home runs off of anybody consecutively. He's hit home runs off of all different pitchers so far this year. That's pretty crazy. The only player in history to go an entire season hitting at least 40 homers off all different pitchers, Albert Pujols.
Oh,
in
man.
2015.
People forget now because of how far he's fallen. Those first 10 years of Pujols were Mickey Mantle-esque.
Yeah.
They were really unbelievable.
He was an unstoppable force in the game of baseball.
Absolutely.
And that's it. Sorry, Reggie. I only gave you two this time. Ball two and rain delay.
Oh.
Wow.
Can you just say one more so he'll be happy?
One more.
Just say ball three.
Ball three.
His battery has run out, but his memory will keep going. And going and going.
Strike three, you're out.
Oh.
Ooh, I don't think this is it, but I don't know what it is otherwise. It's not batteries not included, is it?
It is not. Damn it. Would you like one more?
Oh, yeah.
We're not toys. We're action figures.
Oh, I know it. I do, too.
Did you know it all along?
Mm-hmm.
I just figured it out.
Toy Soldiers.
Toy Soldiers is a totally different movie, which we should talk about that movie more frequently. It's so bad. I've seen it, I'm not kidding you, at least 8 times.
When he said the land of Argon, I had it.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for the list. The best and worst bathrooms in the NFL. Or maybe something different. Next on The Fan.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Corey Majors alongside my co-host, Kevin Hagelin. How's it going, buddy?
Good.
This has been a very fun show. We're almost to the end of it, but it won't be the last time we go until 1 in the morning. We go until 1 in the morning whenever you ask us to.
Probably tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll probably do that tomorrow. But you know what? We wanted to do tonight's list, everybody. And as a matter of fact, I have two lists tonight.
What? Is that allowed? Are they both from the Chive?
I'm in charge of the list, right? So is that allowed?
Atlanta Black Star and the Atlanta Journal-Constitution.
Ooh, Barstool Sports.
First one is from SeatGeek.com.
So not the Atlanta Black Star.
Ooh, second one, Plano Star Courier.
No.
You work there.
What are you doing? I didn't realize that there are guide. This is the NFL fan-driven stadium guide from SeatGeek.com. There are three different categories: atmosphere, food, and bathrooms.
Oh.
So I wanted to start off with atmosphere. The number one ranked atmosphere in all of the NFL. Is the Green Bay Packers.
Really?
Yes. They give them a 4.9 rating as far as when it comes to atmosphere.
Huh.
Their most in-demand matchup this year is going to be the Broncos, 922. So not even the Bears game.
That's weird.
Which is a big deal. Section with the best deal score, section 115, just in case you're wondering.
Ooh.
And the best month for a deal is November, according to... their information. So,
okay.
Yeah. Get there a day early to be able to enjoy the Packer Hall of Fame, game day tailgating, and the pro shop is what they say. The atrium is nice area kind of to stay out of the cold in December because it's freaking cold.
How cold is it?
Just really cold. I don't have an answer.
Oh.
Food, the number one food. Kevin, who do you think it is? They scored a 4.5.
Chicago.
Atlanta.
Ooh,
let's go.
That makes sense.
Because Atlanta has the best pricing. $1.50 hot dog, dude.
Wow.
And you know how Jerry loves them hot dogs.
He also loves them chicken from Popeyes.
I'm giving you plenty of time.
I just assumed it was always queued up.
And then
I like that chicken, Popeyes.
He does. The best bathroom in all of the NFL.
Buc-ee's.
No.
Oh. Gotcha.
And Kevin, I know we had I don't have the rankings here for some reason.
Seattle.
I just have the best. Atlanta again.
Oh.
According to SeatGeek.com. Wow. I know you had the list of the worst bathrooms in all of the NFL. For some reason, I lost that list. So I'm sorry about that, gentlemen.
That's okay.
I feel like I've let everybody down. However, do you still have that list?
I do not.
Okay. I do have another list from
Barstool Sports.
No.
Like I said, the Atlanta Journal
never been. It's never been that either. Why would I? Do they have lists?
Allen American.
No. No.
McKinney Courier Gazette.
No.
Okay.
What are you doing right now?
I mean, you know
what
I'm
doing.
Are you in
love with somebody that's there?
Oh, no.
Oh, are you sure?
I mean, I like people there, but that's probably about it.
Do I know anybody there still?
Yeah. Maybe not.
It comes from the Chive, everybody.
Damn it.
It's called Shower Thoughts. Somebody, number one, somebody heard snoring and thought, yeah, that's the letter Z.
Where did that expression come from?
Yeah, that is weird.
They were just like, the last letter or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
That is super weird.
Because you're catching some Z's. Why? I don't know.
I don't know either.
Number two.
Is it because like you spell or like, well, no, that's counting sheep.
Huh?
Do people like spell out the alphabet to help them go to sleep? So then by the time you go to sleep, it'd be Z's?
I never have.
This is my best guess.
I suck at going to sleep. I'm terrible at it.
Yeah.
I'm the worst sleeper there is. This is why I hate life so much sometimes.
What?
I can't sleep.
Oh.
I'll lay there. Sometimes I have to just chug a bottle of whiskey to fall asleep.
Oh, no.
Maybe you should try counting alphabets.
Maybe. Number two on tonight's list, society just went ahead and made chocolate and vanilla opposites. Did you ever notice that?
Yeah, why are they opposites?
Why can't they just be together?
Chocolatism.
Although, if you go to the soft serve place, you can swirl it, but then it becomes chocolate ice cream.
Huh.
You ever notice that?
And even if you do swirl it, it still fits into the dynamic that they're opposites. Like, why wouldn't an opposite be like chocolate and strawberry?
Good point.
And also, along those lines, who thought about Neapolitan ice cream? It was like, we should put these three together.
Yeah, just a glutton.
Why?
Like, I want these things.
My kids love Neapolitan ice cream, by the
really?
Way.
Really?
Oh, yeah. No, that they every time, they're like, Dad, look at this.
But do they get a scoop of each one?
No, they just, you kind of take the spoon across the top, and it's just kind of one strip of all three.
Would it make more sense if they, like, swirled them, you know what I mean, into the container so I don't have to do the mixing of the flavors myself? Right? Like, what's the point? I thought the whole idea was to get all the flavors, but if I can't get all the flavors without having to do this large swoop of a spoon, I feel like you're not doing your job.
Just real quick, there's a great bit on The Simpsons where he opens a Neapolitan and he goes, chocolate. And all the chocolate's gone and just the vanilla and strawberries left. He goes to the next one and goes, chocolate. It's not there. And he says, no. And then he goes, Marge, we need more chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry ice cream. Why doesn't he just ask for the chocolate? These are the questions I need answered.
Number three, no company loves an abandoned strip mall building more than Spirit Halloween. I worked at Spirit, and that's absolutely
so you held
true.
The job down for 3 months. Because those don't exist other than like three
actually,
months, right?
One day after not going in because I wanted to watch the Texas OU game.
Did you like come
boss,
back to work and it was gone?
My boss, who was kind of hot, she was dressed up as a sexy cop.
Oh.
She was like, do you even want this job? And I was like, not really, but I need the money. And she was like, I get it.
Man, what Reggie said was that, did you still have a job? I thought you were going to come back and the store was going to be gone.
Exactly.
And they were going to be like, that store's been dead for 10 years. Really disappointed that that's not the outcome to the story. I mean, it was still a good story, just, you know.
Number four on tonight's list of shower thoughts. Everybody wants you to work hard, but nobody wants to hear about how hard you work.
Man, ain't that the truth. You know what I really hate hearing is from, and I'm sorry, I know there's a lot of you, and I'm not going to try to hurt your feelings, but it's probably going to happen. When people are like, waiting tables is the hardest profession. Do you know how many people who think their profession is the hardest profession?
You ever tarred a roof before?
Yeah. I thought the people working at the car wash worked like incredibly hard. I was really impressed by them.
But you say that because you've worked at a car wash.
Exactly. But I never said it was the hardest profession. I was like, oh yeah, it's tough. But like everyone's insistence that what they do is the hardest. I mean, I don't feel that way anymore. I used to think that at the newspaper. I was like, if you think teachers get paid nothing, go work in a newspaper. And it was super stressful. Here, it's fine.
Were your coworkers getting you sick all the time?
No, because Reggie, I don't know if you know this, my shower thought of the day, I have a superhuman immune system. And whenever there's a threat that I might get sick, I just tell my white blood cells to fire up we take care of it.
The only thing that his immune system cannot fight against is his throat.
Yeah.
If he loses his voice.
That's true.
Is it twice?
I only missed time once.
Okay.
But did I ever tell you my exchange with the doctor? Because I had to write on post-it notes because I couldn't talk. And the receptionist was like, oh, that's neat. And I wanted to be like, shut up, lady. But when I talked to the doctor, he gave me the steroid shot. And I wrote on the post-it, can I work today? And he goes, no. And then I started writing again. He goes, and you cannot work tomorrow. Your voice will not be back by tomorrow. So, of course, I went back to writing. I think this was on a Wednesday. And I said, what about Friday then? And he goes, there's an outside shot. He goes, your vocal cords are really messed up right now. He said, there's an outside shot. You might be able to work on Friday. But here's what's probably going to happen. You're still not going to be able to talk on Friday. You're going to be able to talk a tiny, tiny bit on Saturday. You'll get close to normal on Sunday, and then you can work on Monday. And so, yeah, I missed 3 days. First, the only days I've ever missed here.
Then he went back to that doctor, and the doctor said, that voice hasn't been here for 10 years.
Oh, no!
Oh!
Was I dead all along?
Your voice.
Oh, yeah.
Number six on tonight's list. There's a constant wave of people falling asleep going all around the world.
Man, time zones are an incredible thing when you actually sit and think about them.
There's just people just falling asleep across the world all the time. Just like that.
It's like a really weird and long wave.
What?
Like at a stadium?
Yeah, you ever been in the stadium and seen the wave when Chuck Morgan's like, stop it! You stop it now.
Except your buddy, Chuck Morgan.
I love Chuck Morgan.
He's like, let's shut this garbage down.
Time.
Number seven, if alligators live over 100 years, it's not entirely unlikely that they'll see you later.
Okay. That's not bad, actually.
See you later, alligator.
I support that a little bit.
After a while, crocodile.
Yeah, why do crocodiles always want to, you know, get away from you? Mm. Why can't it be see you soon?
Oh, I thought this was going to be like a joke.
Jerks.
You didn't have a joke.
Mm-mm.
It's kind of a letdown.
If you curse in Morse code, it can't be censored because it's already a bunch of beeps. What did I just say in Morse code?
You said F you.
But it was all bleeped. Like R2-D2.
I
don't even think that was Morse code. That was just a whole bunch of dots, right? It'd be have to be some variation of dots and dashes. And you just made a whole bunch of beeps.
If you think about it, your whole car is a windshield.
What?
If you take it in its literal sense, right? Not in that it's all glass. You're not driving the Pope Mobile. However, your entire car does shield you from wind.
Right?
Therefore, it is a windshield.
If it's windy outside, what's the first thing you want to do? Get in the car so you can stop the wind.
Wow.
You have a windshield around you, bro.
Okay.
And that's where windshield factor comes in.
No, mm-hmm. That is mm-hmm. not what that is called.
In the game Truth or Dare, as a child, dares were the scariest option. As an adult, truth is.
So true.
Man, isn't it ever?
You don't want somebody to be like, have you ever? And then you're like, oh my God. Just lie, right? At that point, you just lie. You're not going to tell the, you don't have to tell the truth. Who's going to know? Unless they do know. And then you're effed.
Yeah.
Number 11, people that make that's what she said jokes are good listeners. Because they clearly they're listening intently.
That's oddly true, and they were prepared immediately because they were like so invested in your story.
My favorite thing right now is my kids are throwing that out there, but they don't know why. So they'll just be like, that's what she said. I don't know what that means. And I'm like, man. And then one day I said, that's what she said, and Avery was like, oh my God! And I was like, oh no. So I think he figured it out.
Did you break him?
Carter still doesn't know, though. I hope.
Somebody said, that's not the only time you miss Kevin. That's the only time I miss not previously scheduled days. Like, I have vacation days.
Yeah, he's left for lots of weddings.
And wrestling.
Number 12, someone else's therapist may have saved your life at some point.
Because that person was going to kill you?
And they talked him out of it.
Oh, dang. Who do you think I'm the most killable on this show?
I think you're the most likely to kill.
Not Colby?
Nope.
Because you guys think low-key I might be a sociopath?
Mm-hmm.
I could see that.
Fortunately, I feel like I've been, you know, good enough to you that you've checked me off the list.
Yeah, and you were super helpful because we got to talk about, like, displaying the emotions that you think people want to see from you.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I don't feel that emotion, yes. I can understand what you're looking for from me.
Yeah, I helped you with your efforts to be a sociopath.
That's true.
Or
I think you said it right.
I also feel like I got you away from a stressful job into a less stressful career.
That is true. Man, the turnover between what I used to do and now is incredible. So much less stress and so much more money.
A lot of fun.
So,
Yeah.
I mean, just so many VHSs everywhere.
His contract is a lot bigger than mine. From the number 13, someone somewhere is watering a plastic plant that they think is real.
Oh, man. I'm trying to think of the instances I've had where I've been shocked to learn something wasn't real.
Number 14, T-Rexes have probably killed the same amount of humans as goldfish.
Wait a minute.
Can a goldfish kill a person?
Yeah.
I don't think they can. But T-Rexes can't either.
Can either one of those...
Okay, there we go.
Can either one of those two go solo?
Nope.
Could we make a like Jurassic Park movie except like somehow structured around goldfish?
the snack? Because that would be
attacks
even cooler.
Back.
Yeah.
What if it was a fashion dinosaur movie called Jurassic Parka?
Number 15, child of a mermaid and a centaur has a 1 in 4 chance of being a human or a seahorse.
That mermaid sex can't be pleasurable either because all they have is the human top part. So, like, sure, you can get to second base on a mermaid lady, but, like, you're not going all the way home because she's got the tail.
And if you're a centaur, I mean, geez.
I've seen stuff at the barn. I know how that works.
The reason Ouija boards say don't play alone is because if you did, nothing would happen.
Yes, I'm not a believer in the Ouija board. I just think it's stupid. Plus, why is it spelled with an O?
Because
how is Ouija with an O?
Did you not know how they named the Ouija board?
No.
Apparently.
Somebody got a Ouija?
The creators created this board, and then they said, we'll let the board name it. So then they played the game.
Okay.
And it spelled out Ouija.
Okay, well, what really happened?
That's what happened.
No, I refuse to believe that, and I don't think you believe that either.
I absolutely believe that. I don't have to believe that it was spirits that told him to do it.
Okay, just some guy going, O-U-J-A. I think that's how it's spelled. I think Ouija is spelled O-U-J-A.
So I think there's a Q.
There might be an I in there.
There's an I in there. Absolutely.
O-U-I-J-A.
O-U-I-J-A.
O-U-I-J-A. That's stupid.
They say money can't buy happiness, but antidepressants aren't free.
That's true.
Number 19.
Yeah, that's true.
When a colleague you hate goes on vacation, it's like a vacation for you
both
too.
Of you. Yeah.
And then finally, number 20, when you burp, it's just a way to let out the souls of the food you've been eating.
Oh my God.
Savage. That's tonight's list, everybody.
Man, I've been part of so many donut and pizza massacres. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, just got time for one more thing right here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. We'll be with you late night tomorrow night as well. Hopefully the Rangers can give us an even better game than they gave tonight. I mean, they got the win, so that's cool and everything. But, you know, maybe we can get some better baseball, because we also got some boring football, and it's time for this. Guys, one more thing. Josh Hart. You know who Josh Hart is, Kevin?
The basketball player?
Yeah. He has some unresolved issues with the Lakers. Because on Wednesday, he was airing out some dirty laundry on his podcast. And he essentially claimed that everyone was miserable with the Lakers. And that's, isn't that kind of what we're starting to hear over and over?
Oh, yeah.
About, I mean, is it LeBron that kind of makes everybody miserable?
I mean, I could see how playing alongside LeBron would not always be the most enjoyable situation given the pressure involved.
Did you want to hear the audio of it?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Lithuania was very depressing. I went there, too, to go visit him. I wouldn't do it again.
They got some shooters out there, though.
Yeah, it's like, you been there?
Nah,
you been there?
I'm not going there.
No. It's like hella gloomy. Like, nobody smiles. It's like everybody just hates that they're there. I'm like, damn. Yeah, I had to get out of there, bro.
Sounds like L.A.
Nah, it's definitely not L.A.
No, I'm not talking about the city.
Oh. I don't know what he's talking about.
What are you talking about, bro?
I don't know what he's talking about. Next question.
We're going to edit this part out, so you might as well just tell us.
I was going to say the Lakers organization.
Oh, shit. Miles cut. Miles cut.
Well, here he also added this. I played my ass off for the purple and gold. Played hurt and never had an excuse. I'm truly grateful to the Lakers organization, and I do understand the NBA is a business. But as a player, you just want the courtesy of a phone call saying I got traded and not finding out on Twitter. And that's the big deal. Finding out that you get traded on Twitter is... But that's the era of this world. Like, you're going to find that information out by checking your Twitter.
Was the first time you really heard about that the Ian Kinsler deal? Like, I remember how...
Ben broke that news to him.
And I remember how furious he was about it.
Yeah. And I think that's got to... Like, I feel like you can accept it if they call you. When people are man enough to look you in the eye and tell you that they want to change something, I feel like it's always more acceptable. When they go behind your back, stab you in the back, and don't tell you and weasel their way around things... Then you take offense to it, and you never let it go. Ever.
Don't forget that, people. Guys, one more thing, since there was just a curse word. Nick Saban said his wife made him pay the price for dropping F-bombs on officials.
What?
Yeah. Now, of course,
Is she sex hostaging him?
Oh, not quite that bad, as far as I know. They've been married a long time. He's probably done with that. So, what? Alabama was up on Duke 35-3, and he got a sideline warning after players celebrated an interception. He got really mad, dropped a bunch of F-bombs. So,
which should be acceptable.
Saban said...
We're all adults here.
...that his wife made him run on the treadmill for 20 minutes for that unsportsmanlike penalty.
Dude, I am convinced that they have a very... S&M relationship.
What?
Yeah. She's the alpha in their relationship and he's the beta.
Oh dear.
No, I'm very convinced of this.
That's why he's so mean to everybody.
Like,
though. She's
the one. Remember, she was the one that picked the list of schools and had a list of things that the school had to do for him to sign there.
Wow.
Like, she's done this the entire way through his career. And maybe it's just so he doesn't have to manage anything outside of a football team. You know, he's like, hey, look, you control my life, and I'll control the football team. But I'm very convinced it's one of those very weird relationships that that you've only seen in, like, movies, you know? Where it's the guy who's...
I wanted to think about that.
But now you're kind of into it?
No.
Oh, okay. Guys, one more thing. Dustin Johnson. I know you love Dustin Johnson.
He's a golfer.
He underwent a routine arthroscopic surgery to repair cartilage in his left knee on Thursday. So he's the world's number 3 ranked golfer right now. And he didn't indicate he was dealing with any knee issues, but he had a rough summer. I remember Tiger, because of his violence, you know, one of the things that he did to his knee when he would swing, because he was a big-time driver, had a knee procedure. And that began, I think, the fall of Tiger Woods. I hope that's not the same case for Dustin Johnson, because he's still young enough, you know, to get after it and everything. And I know how you feel about golf and how much you care. So I wanted to make sure we got it in the, you know, more conversation about golf in there.
Well, as long as we're talking about spare sports that other people don't care about. One more thing. Let's go to tennis. Serena Williams was victorious tonight, 6-3, 6-1. She moves into the U.S. Open Finals, where she will play Andreescu, who was also victorious tonight. So it'll be Serena against Bianca. I do believe this has got to be Andreescu's first ever Grand Slam final. Certainly her first U.S. Open final. While Serena is going for U.S. Open number 7. And I do believe this would be her 24th Grand Slam title, singles title overall, which would pass Margaret Court. And she just passed Steffi Graf, who I think has 22.
Wow.
So root for Andreescu on Saturday.
One more thing. Jay Cutler was on the sidelines tonight for the Bears-Packers game.
Well, he might as well have been the quarterback.
And there were a lot of jokes about Jay Cutler being on the sidelines. A lot of people talking about how beautiful his hairline still is and how it's still elite. Somebody said that's the most focused Jay Cutler's ever been at Soldier Field.
Wow.
He didn't look pretty happy, though. When was the last time Jay Cutler smiled at Soldier Field? Jay Cutler is me when Patriots fans are speaking, because he's just kind of staring off into nothingness, because that's what we do when Patriots fans talk.
Oh.
Jay Cutler is me at most meetings. He looks stoned again. Jay Cutler is the saddest Jeremy Renner.
Oh, I could see that. That's awesome.
If NBC doesn't do a Jay Cutler cam at the game tonight, they're leaving money on the table. So, I don't know, man. Jay Cutler being at the game, the way that game went, it was a big steaming pile of dew.
It really was. 10-3 Packers.
Woo!
In case you wondered why we got rid of the NFL on Thursday nights. So, I'm not going to keep the terrible story until the very end. I'm going to knock it out of the way right now. Michigan State has been fined, a record $4.5 million for the Larry Nassar sex abuse scandal. We talked about that all throughout last year and the shocking amount of athletes in general, particularly gymnasts, that he sexually assaulted and molested. So they've been fined $4.5 million per Education Secretary Betsy DeVos.
Does that feel light?
Yes.
Because, like, this, not only was this obviously a heinous thing, but it went on for
decades. It's ridiculous. Now, I heard, like, the victim fund is, I don't know, like $200 million, but quite frankly, that doesn't feel like enough either. I mean, we're talking about, like, upwards of 300 people that we know about, and so that means they're getting less than $1 million. Well, I mean, I know that's a lot of money, but to potentially have your life destroyed probably doesn't really feel worth it.
Guys, one more thing. Do you, are you a fan of Danica Patrick?
Not really.
Yeah, me either.
I always thought she wasn't really that good looking, and she was just made better looking because she's in sports. Like, I think sometimes that happens with sports media women, where like they're just regular, like they're fine, or sometimes they're kind of pretty and they're made out to be way better looking than they are because they're in sports.
Like Ponder?
No, I do think she's smoking hot.
What are you doing, dude? You can't say that out loud.
I can't?
She bravely walked around Chicago in a Packers jersey all day today.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But back to Kevin's original point, that's not just women. Look, man, we got to talk about your boy in Arizona.
Oh, are you? Yeah, because you're undercutting Cliff Kingsbury.
I don't think he's that attractive.
That guy is not attractive. The sunglasses are doing a lot of the work. The stubble is doing the other parts of it.
He looks like Ryan Gosling.
Have you seen his ears?
No, I can't say I ever really look at ears.
I don't disagree with
Reggie.
Because
you're too busy looking at the shades.
Is that another reason I've never been married? Found out a shocking reason the other day why I've never been married that I can't say on air. But
you don't look into, you don't look at people's eyes enough?
Yeah, that's probably true.
Oh, I didn't know. I was trying to figure out, like, what is it that you don't notice about people?
Yeah, I do have trouble with eye color.
And me too.
So it happens to dudes too.
Yeah.
Okay. Guys, one more thing. We told you earlier that Plano Senior was victorious over El Paso Eastwood. But I wanted to tell you a little bit more about that game. So it was held at the Star, and before the game, they had a big ceremony, and the student council members from both schools exchanged gifts. Students from Plano gave their cross-state rivals a unity circle that was made by students in the shop classes. It displayed both schools' team colors, and it was inscribed with Texas Strong on it. And then right before the national anthem, they held a moment of silence for all the victims. They were also selling shirts and taking money from the game to raise money. So at halftime, a check was presented to the El Paso Victims Relief Fund for $110,000.
Wow, that's impressive.
Most of that came from the custom shirts they were wearing. A couple of the broadcasters were wearing them because this was like a televised game tonight because of all the discussion about it and the moving out around about it.
And when he says televised, he doesn't mean like second rate. I think WFAA.
Yeah, it was on Channel 8. And so they had shirts on that said, "Don't hate in my state." And the sales of those shirts were like a big driving force behind the money. So
Did you say that the bands teamed up?
I did not. I knew that.
The bands, both bands, played El Paso's high school song. So instead of playing opposite, they joined together in that.
That's really cool, and I think it's late enough to go on a little just tiny tangent real quick. It's moments like this where you hope people would focus more on that. Like, I would really hope in the aftermath of all that terribleness in El Paso that people would focus on, hey, look, this group of kids all found a way to unite together. They didn't say, well, it's your political party's fault or your political party's fault or it's this law's fault or it's this. They were like, you know what? Let's all work together and raise money and show unity. Like, what a novel concept that, I mean, if you want to change things about the world, I'm all for that. But if you can't possibly have a conversation, how the hell are you going to change anything? We're the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Make sure you come on back with us tomorrow. We'll do the same thing all over again after Rangers. I mean, we'll do different stuff, but it'll be the same time after Rangers Orioles.
I'm doing tonight's list again.
Okay. Some people might have missed it. Probably get started about 9:30. So make sure you tune in KNC right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Say goodnight, Kevin.
Good night, Kevin.
Say polyurethane, Kevin.
Polyurethane.
I like a good mom. I like a good Pete Carroll.
What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously. Why can't we go inside?
I'm tired. Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right.
What? Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.